What does homelessness look like? Well, Homeless Angels founder Mike Carl wants to show you. For the last several years, Mike spent a week living on the streets of Lansing with his camera, live streaming his experience to give the public a firsthand look at life on the streets. He's doing it again this year in honor of National Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Week. He first told us his story here on Current State in May of 2014. He joins us again now for our weekly Neighbors in Action segment. Mike, welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Remind us what Homeless Angels is. What is your mission?
Well, we are a street-based organization that helps as many people as we can. We want to put boots on the ground and allow the community to get involved in helping people that are living on the streets and helping them get off of the streets.
So you want to get people on the streets in order to get other people off the streets.
That's basically how it works? Direct action is an amazing thing.
And how does it work? What do you do? You talk to the homeless? You offer particular services? What?
Well, we build that relationship, and I think that's the most important thing, is building the relationship with people, earning their trust. We do have a hotel program that allows us to put them in the hotel. It's the only hotel in the country where people from anywhere, California, call and pay for room credits for the homeless. And we put them in and try to facilitate them getting to services that can help them.
Are you trying to recruit people to participate in that?
Oh, always. Yeah. We think it's important that everybody joins in. We just went on a street walk with Representative Tom Barrett, and we took him down on the streets to see exactly what it was like just outside the doorstep of the Capitol.
When we talked to you a year and a half ago, Homeless Angels was relatively new. Mm-hmm. What's happened in the past year and a half? I know you wanted to get started on some work in Detroit.
Yep. We're still pushing through with that. We're working with the same hotel owner who has a hotel in Detroit. We'd like to model the same thing in other cities. I think this is an amazing program that allows the community to see where their donations go and see what the end result is. We can't help everybody, but we sure try.
This is Homeless Awareness Week. Tell us about the live streaming. Tell us what else you're up to this particular week.
This week, we're live streaming on Periscope and Livestream. We want the public to see exactly what homelessness is, from down under the bridges to right on the street, right where they, you know, right outside their doorstep. We're going in the woods around town. We're going into asking around in vacant buildings to see if there's families or people living in the houses. We want to try to find as many people as we can and try to help them the best that we can.
How does this year's experience compare to previous year's experience so far?
I've noticed there is a lot less people out on the street, which is a good thing. That's a good thing. But there are still people that are living out there on the streets, and we can't forget them. Because too often we walk by when we're getting our coffee, and these people are invisible. And what we want to do with this week and every day, really, is put a face, put a name, and put a story with someone that's somebody's father, somebody's mother, somebody's sister, somebody's brother, mm-hmm. Somebody's loved one. And they deserve to have their story told.
What's your most memorable encounter on the streets so far?
There was an older gentleman that was sitting on a park bench. He had a walker, and he was homeless. First time ever homeless. He was about 71 or so.
This is Lansing?
This is Lansing, downtown mm-hmm. Lansing, yeah. Right across from the Capitol Area Library. And he was sitting there, and he was hungry. We were able to get him a lunch, and we gave him a hotel voucher so that he can have a warm bed to sleep in, thanks to our wonderful community that are paying room credits at our hotel.
Mike Carl is our guest here on the Current State's Neighbors in Action. Mike is with the organization Homeless Angels, and we have him back here for the second time on National Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Week. He is live streaming. He is living on the streets this week. And live streaming the experience. What made you want to start Homeless Angels?
Well, I was homeless myself. And after seeing the struggle and having someone help me in this similar way, I seen the importance of relationship building. I seen the importance of helping people. And I seen the importance of sharing the stories so that the community could see exactly what homelessness was. That it was somebody's relative, somebody's loved one. And they deserve love.
How long were you homeless?
About 6 months.
And who helped you, if I may ask?
There was a pastor that came from Kalamazoo, And he came every day and he talked to me, gave me lunch. And it took about 6 months for me to really trust him. But he came back every day. And that's what caught me. And that's why I wanted to go out into the streets and I wanted to have that same opportunity to help people.
Did something in your mindset change after you determined, well, when you became homeless the first time, and then when you came out of it after your 6 months of being homeless? How did your mindset change during those periods?
Well, it let me know that there's hope. That no matter what we go through as human beings, any trial or tribulation, we can overcome it. But we just need that time, and we need love, and we need positive feedback. And out of that, I wanted to turn around and give it back to someone else, too.
What do you think the community needs to know about homelessness that they might not know?
That it can happen to anyone. I've seen lawyers. I've seen nurses. I've seen grandparents that have lost everything because of his wife or his loved one died that was taking care of them, and they were left. But also there's children out there that age out of the foster care system or what have you, a runaway. Everybody deserves love, and I think that if we reach out and see these stories, we can change somebody's life.
What keeps you going in this mission?
That there's still people out on the streets. And I think until my last breath, I'm going to keep going until nobody's out there and I'm walking by myself.
Now, you've alluded to a couple of ways that the community can help. You're looking for boots on the ground, as you put it, but you also alluded to the hotel vouchers. How can members of the community help you in your mission?
Well, they can call the Magnuson Hotel directly at 517-393-1650 and pay $28 for one night. There's also opportunities in our upcoming Christmas program that allows people to directly adopt homeless kids and put a smile on their face. Some of these kids think that there's no Christmas, so there's no Santa, and we want to change that.
Is there a seasonal dynamic to this? Are there more homeless in the summertime, for example, just because the weather is more hospitable than there are in the winter? Or
They're out on the streets, yes. But the ones that we find out there in the winter, some of them have never been there before, have never been homeless. So it's important that we get out there and try to help.
Mike, social media is an important element in what you do. Tell us how we can follow you and get involved.
Yep, you can follow us on Twitter at homeless_angels. You can go to Facebook /homelessangels or go to our website for all of our quick links, and that is homelessangels.org.
Mike Carl is the head of Homeless Angels. He's living on the streets of Lansing with his camera this week, National Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Week, and he's live streaming his experience. You've been learning more all about his organization and his mission here on Current State's Neighbors in Action. Mike, thank you and good luck.
Thank you so much.
And Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out and email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org.